All right, Wildcard Weekend continues. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and find them on all the social medias. The next game's Wildcard Weekend, Chargers at Ravens. Brad.
Los Angeles Chargers, you've gone 12-4 in the regular season. Tell them what they've won. A cross-country trip to Baltimore to play the early game on Sunday. Congratulations. You've picked the most difficult route, unfortunately. The NFL's got to do something about this, man. It's crazy. They do it right by reseeding. I think it's smart that they do that. But this kind of thing, it's stupid. Baltimore reminds me of another team. Daniel, I will quiz you with this.
Oh, geez.
Number one ranked defense with an electrifying athlete, a quarterback who you put on in the middle of the season. Who does this sound like to you?
The team that they beat in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, this sounds like the 2012 49er team that went to the Super Bowl. They've got a lot of magic going on. Lamar Jackson he's got a big arm, but he's got a really jerky release, and his running game is able to negate pass rush, which is one of the things that the Charger defense is built on. He just does a lot of things, and they seem to really be rolling. It feels like they've got a little bit of the magic in them. Phillip Rivers is smart. He's not going to take a ton of sacks against a Baltimore team, but Baltimore's going to get pressure on them. We already saw it once. I think he'll be a little bit more successful. He's a smart quarterback, but he's going to try and force a ball or two late because I just think that Baltimore's going to be able to grind them down, and it'll take a big play from Phillip Rivers late, and I just think that Baltimore defense is too good. And I think that it's going to be close for most of the game, but a Baltimore defensive touchdown or some big play skews that score late in the game, and I just think that the Chargers just got the short end of the stick on this draw, and I think it's going to work against them. I'm going with Baltimore.
My goodness, the number one ranked defense in Baltimore is going to get picked apart by Phillip Rivers.
Oh.
Phillip Rivers does everything he can to Phillip Rivers' situation. And when I say that, the Chargers of previous years would find a way to bumble themselves out of the playoffs. It happened all the time. It happened in games. I mean, how many games in 2017 did they lose by a field goal in the last few minutes? I think six. They had the game won, they had it wrapped up, and then couldn't control the gameplay of the game. That has changed dramatically. Phillip Rivers is undeniably a Hall of Fame quarterback. He is unbelievable, and I think he is doing a great job. As much as I hate the Chargers, and I especially hate Phillip Rivers in that stupid bolo tie, he's going to come in and have his way with Baltimore. And I think their number one defense is going to play a big factor. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a close game.
I think he and Chargers Mrs. Rivers are expecting again, by the way.
I was going to say, he's definitely
child number 19.
Yeah, he's definitely Hall of Fame in the
daddy department.
Daddy department.
Fornicators. The fornicators win.
Yeah. Ben's going to hate this, but I'm also going with the Chargers.
Why do I hate that? I don't care.
Okay.
You do what you got to do, man.
All right. Well, we were talking about head coaches before with the Seattle and Cowboys game. Anthony Lynn has done everything that you just said the Chargers do well. It's because of their head coaching now. He's got them to figure out not to blow games and to actually play to their potential. And I think that Phillip Rivers, when he's not having children, he knows that this is his best chance to get to a Super Bowl. This team, this year, right now. And he's going to do everything he can to get there. So I think the Chargers are going to win. And then finally, the Super Bowl champs squeak into the playoffs, and they're going to go against the Bears, Eagles and Bears. Brad, you want to go first?
Sure. The Bears are a 6-point favorite in this game against the defending Super Bowl champions. That feels like a lot to me. Do you trust two Trubisky to Kwitsky?
Wow.
Philadelphia brings the 30th ranked pass defense in the league, but the 7th against the run. So it's all going to rest on Trubisky, I think. I like what Coach Nagy is doing with that offense. I think he's going to be able to scheme some things up to neutralize some of that. I know about Chicago's pass defense and their rush, obviously. We've talked about, you know, Khalil Mack on the podcast and on this show, you know, at length, but that whole defense is really good.
Yep.
Philadelphia is going to be in third down a lot in this game. Let me read off some of Nick Foles' third down statistics for the season, though. He is 72 for 90 passing on third down, for 80% completion, for 874 yards, 9 touchdowns, and 1 pick, for a 135 passer rating.
Wow.
So for a game that I would wager that Philadelphia is going to spend a lot of time in third down, that actually works to their benefit. You know, I know home field in the playoffs is a big deal, but the Chicago atmosphere isn't all that dissimilar from the Philadelphia atmosphere. It's going to be cold. It's going to be sloppy, windy. The fans are going to be howling. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I think the Bears defense will be on the field a lot, which would make me nervous if I was a Bears fan, except that's where all the best players are.
Yeah.
That's where your playmakers and your difference makers are. My heart says I should pick Philly just because Nick Foles, man, he just has the magic. But my head says Chicago, so coin flip. I'm going Chicago.
All right. All right, Ben.
We've said it before on the podcast, defense wins championships. We saw that pendulum swing at about week 12 of the NFL season. All of a sudden, defense did matter. And I think you're ultimately, Nick Foles is coming off an injury that it wasn't as bad as they originally had hoped. But Nate Sudfeld, that is the backup for Mr. Nick Foles. So get that name familiar, because what's going to happen is Khalil Mack and company are going to put him on the dirt. Foles will be hurt, and they're going to ask Nate to step up and try to win that game. No way. Chicago's doing it.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, Super Bowl champs, the Nick Foles magic is alive and well, but I'm guessing that the magic is going to end. I mean, what are the odds that Nick Foles does it all again 2 years in a row? I don't think very good. I actually really like the Bears, so much so that I might pick them every game. Like, I think they're a Super Bowl potential team. So,
ooh,
I do.
That's a hot take.
It is a hot take, because I think that defense is that good. And Mitchell Trubisky's a little bit better than Rex Grossman, so they have a better chance.
Sexy Rexy or two Trubisky to Quinsky? Which one is it going to be, Chicago?
So clean sweep for the Bears. All right, there you go. Right. Those are our NFL picks for Wild Card Weekend. We'll do Beer 30 coming up next.
Woohoo!